I mean, so many of us, when somebody greets us and says, "Hey, I hear you on the radio. Thank you so much for what you've said." Or when somebody gets that big smile on their face, I mean, it's easy. It's easy to think, wow, I am pretty awesome, actually. but that's something that I so appreciate that I've really honestly learned from you. And I want you to know that because I remember so vividly when I was just a young pup going to University of Northwestern, the artist formerly known as Northwestern College at the time, and helping you guys out at the Minnesota State Fair for Faith Radio and for KTIS. And I recall people coming up to you in droves and saying, "Dave Clutter, oh my word, I listen to you. I just love you." And your response every time would be something to the effect of "Glory to God" or "Praise God." And you'd even make the little symbol of pointing up to the sky. So, I mean, it's quite profound. It's a simple thing to say, but you do not appear to struggle with that ego that so many of us really do. I mean, is there a secret to that for you to remind yourself of who's really important on a daily basis?
Well, it comes down to Christianity, whether you're in radio or whatever you do for a living. God has put you there. He's given you an opportunity. He's opened a door for you, and he's the one behind it. I mean, I didn't get this job because I'm Dave Clutter. I got this job because God said, "Well, I'm going to put you in this place of ministry, so, you know, do your best for me." Mm. And that defeats any ego anybody might have, really, because he doesn't need me. I need him to work through me in all that I say and that I do, on the air and off the air, for that matter. And this could go away for whatever reason tomorrow. And if you're putting all your stock in your radio gig or your ego or your position in radio or whatever you do, and it goes away, then you have nothing. I mean, it's a hard blow to take if you lose it all. But with the Lord involved, well, then I'm moving on to something else, and it's his plan for my life, and that's what I've got to put my faith in.